News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The U.S. Senate on break for Thanksgiving. And Congressman Fred Upton says that's not right. He tells us Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should have kept members there for the holiday until they push through a tax reform plan. Upton says the Senate plan will have to be reconciled with the House plan.
The House cuts are permanent. The Senate's got some differences there. So we're all anxious to see what the Senate does, and if they can actually pass a bill, and then obviously work on the differences between the two to see if it is going to reach the president's desk.
Upton tells us the goal is to have tax reform sent to the president by Christmas. After that, he says urgent priorities include an ongoing spending resolution to keep the government funded and replacing the DACA program. Upton tells us DACA talks have been continuing with his input, and he wants to see something done to protect young dreamers in the long term. The logo for the 2018 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship is now at Center Ice at the John and Dee Dee Howard Ice Rink in St. Joe. The arena opens this weekend for the season. City leaders and tournament officials gathered for the unveiling yesterday. KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship's General Chairman Sam Abdelnour told us more.
Golf's a game that this community thrives on. There are more golf courses around the Southwest Michigan area than a lot of places.
The tournament will be held May 22nd through the 27th of next year. It returns again in 2020 and 2022. A ballot proposal to legalize marijuana in Michigan is a step closer to becoming reality. That is with the submission this week of 360,000 signatures to the State Board of Canvassers. The Drive's Tim Beck tells us he's confident his group collected enough.
Well, we've come in at over 360,000 signatures. I mean, we need 252,000, you know, to make the ballot. I'm very, very confident that we're going to qualify. They also validated the signatures and got rid of bad ones. So we know, I mean, we're good unless there's some kind of weird trick on the part of the State Board of Canvassers or something like that.
Beck says at least one group will put up a legal fight to keep the issue off the ballot. However, it's not yet well funded. He is confident the proposal will show up on the ballot. The United Way of Southwest Michigan is offering everyone a chance to scoop up some great deals while donating to a worthy cause next week. The organization's Ryan Cheevers tells us they're starting an online auction as part of Giving Tuesday.
We've got 31 different items that range from experiences to physical items such as dishwashers to some kitchen appliances. And also North Pier has donated a beer brewing experience that will take place in 2018. We have some overnight hotel stays at some local hotels like the Boulevard and the Inn at Harbor Shores.
Everything goes on the auction block Monday, and the United Way asks everyone to check them all out. We will have a link at WSJM.com. Cheevers says the auction next week can help the United Way of Southwest Michigan reach its yearly fundraising goal. Right now, they're about halfway there. The goal is $4.4 million. Now that Congressman Fred Upton has announced he's not running for the U.S. Senate, another Republican with St. Joseph ties has ramped up his campaign. Bob Carr, not to be confused with Robert John Carr, tells us he'd like to go up against Senator Debbie Stabenow next year. He says he grew up in Southwest Michigan.
I ended up in an orphanage in St. Joe, Michigan, and it was the Michigan Children's Aid Society. And I can count over 20 foster homes just in Berrien County, and actually over to Dowagiac and so on, that I grew up in before I got into high school and went into boarding school. So it's like my home.
Now Carr lives on Mackinac Island. He tells us he wants to focus on revitalizing small towns if he makes it to the Senate. He was inspired to make that his focus after seeing many empty storefronts during a tour of Southwest Michigan. Carr tells us he's an historical preservationist who's worked on saving pieces of history all over the state. Other Republicans running for the Senate include businessman John James, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Young, and businessman Sandy Pensler. One thing to keep in mind this week as you're getting ready to chow down on Thanksgiving is steps you should take to avoid food poisoning. An estimated 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness in the next year or so, which is why the USDA has put out some reminders. Food safety specialist Archie Magulis tells us food safety starts with the preparation area.
Always clean areas, your countertops, your surfaces in the kitchen, your hands, you know, warm water and soap, 20 seconds minimum, and then don't cross-contaminate anything.
Magulis says nothing should be left out for more than 2 hours. Foods that are supposed to be hot should be kept hot, and foods that are supposed to be cold should be kept cold. He adds it is best to put leftovers in shallow containers so they cool faster, telling us you should be done with those leftovers within 4 days. Meanwhile, when you're done arguing politics with family members this Thanksgiving, why not try to talk about something constructive? The Berrien County Health Department's Jillian Conrad tells us the Surgeon General recommends families talk about their shared health history as part of the Thanksgiving. Conrad says you might as well, as long as everyone's there.
It is important that you're talking with your family about things like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, what family ancestors might have died from, whether it was a stroke, a heart attack, those sorts of things.
Conrad says getting family health history information can help you know what to talk about with your doctor and what screenings to get. You can find more family health history info at familyhistory.hhs.gov. And once you're done getting trampled at a big box store this Friday as part of the Black Friday celebrations, small businesses everywhere are hoping you'll hit them up for deals as part of Small Business Saturday this weekend. St. Joseph Today's Amy Zabel tells us shops around the downtown area would love to see you stop by.
So many of our friends and neighbors in St. Joseph and in our surrounding communities put their heart and soul into their business, that small business that makes our downtown and makes our community more vibrant. So Small Business Saturday is a great chance to go in and shop locally.
Many of the downtown shops this weekend will hold special sales, offering folks hot chocolate or cookies for coming in. Plus, at the St. Joe Welcome Center, they'll have the livery and the bistro on the boulevard on hand to hand out samples from 11 to 2 Saturday. St. Joe Today tells us for every $100 you spend on a local business, 68 stays in the area. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, November 21st. U.S. stocks closed at new highs. Orders in minutes from the latest Fed meeting out later this week. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power up 34 cents at $76.78, Express One up 70 cents at $77.23, and J.P. Morgan down 3 cents at $98.98. GE down 13 cents at $17.85, IBM up $1.42 at $151.93, and Microsoft up $1.19 at $83.72. Fifth Third down 9 cents at $28.48. Chemical Financial up 71 cents at $54.82. Stryker up 96 cents at $155.71. And Whirlpool up $3.68 at $168.88. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 71 points at 6,862. The S&P 500 up 16 points at 2599, and the Dow is up 160 points at 23590. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA, and SIPC.
WSJM News now continues. The war on terror continues. U.S. Africa Command reportedly launching a deadly attack against the camp in Somalia. More now from ABC's Molly Hunter at the foreign desk.
The U.S. military says that a U.S. airstrike 125 miles northwest of Mogadishu, Somalia, killed more than 100 al-Shabaab militants Tuesday. This is the 29th U.S. strike in Somalia since the start of the year, with 7 occurring in the last 2 weeks against al-Shabaab and ISIS targets. Molly Hunter, ABC News at the foreign desk.
Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai is following through on his pledge to repeal 2015 regulations designed to ensure that internet service providers treat online content equally. Pai's attempt to roll back the current rules, known as net neutrality, sets up a showdown with consumer groups and internet companies. And they fear the move will stifle competition and innovation. Pai says his plan will encourage ISPs like Comcast and AT&T to improve their networks. Opponents say it's just censorship. And Pai's action comes after the FCC received millions of public comments against ending net neutrality. Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers denying that he settled a 2015 complaint from a woman who claimed she was let go from his Washington staff after rejecting his sexual advances. ABC's Janae Norman has the latest.
BuzzFeed first reported that Congressman John Conyers' office paid $27,000 to settle the complaint, as well as affidavits from former staffers who reported Conyers inappropriately touched female staff members or requested sexual favors. The Michigan Democrat denies those allegations and says his office resolved the allegations to protect those involved from protracted litigation. He says the settlement amount was equal to that of a reasonable severance payment. Fellow Democrats are now calling for an ethics investigation into the matter. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
The United States has issued new sanctions on four Chinese trading companies and a Chinese national said to have conducted hundreds of millions of dollars in business with North Korea. The Treasury Department also designated six North Korean shipping and trading companies and 20 vessels as part of its efforts to disrupt funding for the rogue nation's nuclear and missile programs. President Trump today took part in his first White House turkey pardon, a presidential tradition. The president cracked a few jokes, including one about President Obama. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump said today in the Rose Garden that, yes, he has overturned many of the executive actions by his predecessor. But in the case of last year's pardoned turkeys, Tater and Tot,
I have been informed by the White House counsel's office that Tater and Tot's pardons cannot under any circumstances be revoked.
Today, President Trump pardoned a turkey named Drumstick, who will now head to Gobbler's Rest at Virginia Tech, where it will join Tater and Tot to live out their days as free birds. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Selective advice. There are questions about what TripAdvisor chooses to post from customers.
If you don't like a hotel's food, you can post it on TripAdvisor. But if you suffered a sexual assault there, that wouldn't make the cut, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, describing a website carefully tailored to encourage travelers to spend. One woman told the paper she was raped by a housekeeper at a tropical resort, and despite a police investigation, TripAdvisor wouldn't let her publish a review. Two different women say their sons drowned at the same Cancun hotel, yet their reviews were each removed because they weren't there at the time. A TripAdvisor spokesman says it's reviewing its policy. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
And allegations of sexual assault have cost Charlie Rose his job at CBS. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
That was quick. Less than 24 hours after veteran newsman Charlie Rose was hit with claims of sexual assault, CBS has fired him as the co-anchor of CBS This Morning. CBS News President David Rhodes said in a statement that Rose's alleged behavior detailed in the Washington Post article was extremely disturbing and intolerable. And there's nothing more important than ensuring a safe workplace. The allegations against Rose focused on his PBS show, not his CBS show.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.